It makes sense that knowing basic facts about roulette will help. But most players are still stuck believing nonsense. So now I'm going to list the most common false beliefs. Number 1. Changing bet size helps you win. Changing bet size is called progression. Positive progression is increasing bet size after losses, and negative progression is decreasing bet size after losses. They just don't work. Ask yourself this. Does changing your bet size influence the winning number? No, of course not. The wheel and ball have nothing to do with your bets. Number 2. Bankroll management helps you win. Unless your roulette strategy changes the odds of you winning, bankroll management will only make you lose at a faster or slower rate. Specifically, positive progression will make you lose faster, and negative progression makes your bankroll last longer, because your bets get smaller. Why doesn't bankroll management help? Because it just controls the amount you bet. The roulette wheel doesn't care what you are betting. Your bet size doesn't influence it. Your bets are not changing the odds or payouts. Number 3. Roulette has streaks you can use for advantage. Even with numbers from a random number generator, there will inevitably be times where the same number spins several times in a row. This is simple statistics, and such freaky streaks are bound to happen eventually. Number 4. A strategy that lasts for 20,000 spins is better than most systems. A strategy will either lose or win in the long term. If you use a negative progression where you decrease bet size after losses, you can make your bankroll last longer. But the end result will still be a loss. Now I am going to tell you how to improve your odds of winning. Roulette odds are basically how often you expect to win. So if you bet on a single number on an American double zero wheel, you can expect to win 1 in 38 spins, because there is 38 numbers on the wheel. Therefore your odds of winning would be 1 in 38. The only way to win roulette is by improving your odds. So how can you do this? Well, think logically. What determines the winning number? The wheel and ball, of course, and a variety of physical variables like wheel and ball speeds. So it makes sense that if you want to predict the winning number, you need to consider what is making the ball land where it does. In one word, physics. It may sound complicated, but we are not talking rocket science here. The physics of roulette is actually quite mundane and simple. So generally speaking, I can highlight several statements. Number 1. The winning number is determined by real physical variables like wheel and ball properties. Number 2. If spins are random, the odds of winning are fixed. For example, if you bet on 0, you expect to win about 1 in 37 spins on a single 0 wheel. Number 3. The payouts never change. They are casino rules. Number 4. The house edge is the casino's advantage over you. It is simply unfair payouts when you do win. Number 5. Almost every roulette system is fairly based. Number 6. The average player has no idea of these simple fundamental facts, which is why they keep coming up with losing systems again and again. Number 7. Everything in roulette is long-term unless you have detailed data that accounts for why the ball lands where it does.